Vous écoutez l'autre monde, I'm with the band Onslaught. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Voilà.
Bonjour.
You speak French?
No.
No.
Very low.
So it's the 10 years anniversary for the Hellfest, and it's also your 30th anniversary for Onslaught. Did you ever expect to have a 30th anniversary here?
No. Not at all. Not at all. When the band split in 1990, I really thought that was it. Until our drummer at the time came knocking at my door and said, "So I would like to reform the band." And yeah, so I didn't expect it at all. No.
We've never looked back since. The second incarnation of Onslaught is just far better than the first time around. You know, it's just things just keep getting better and better. Obviously. Festivals like this are much more common than they were back the first time around, so it's just amazing.
How did you create your playlist for today?
It was very difficult. Yeah. We had only 40 minutes to play. It was very hard. Yeah. Oh. So we had to cover. We respect our past greatly. You know, we've got two classic albums with Power of Metal and The Force, which fans want to hear, and we still enjoy playing those songs, you know, so we need to try and cover as much of the history as we can whilst everything up to date. So we tried to, I think we managed to cover it just about, didn't you, with a few songs from each album, and it was all a little bit let's do it, no gaps, and just blitz the set, you know?
When you see that metal is more and more popular nowadays, what do you think about that? Is it more and more bands, so more and more difficulties to catch the audience, or more and more opportunities to have new listeners?
Opportunities, definitely. Like you say, there are so many bands around now, so you've really got to stand out from the crowd. And I think we just about achieved that. And yeah, it's fantastic. The whole scene worldwide is amazing at the moment. I think it's the best it's ever been.
What kind of evolution do you see in thrash metal today? Because there is a little bit like a revival for old school thrash metal.
Yes, there is an old school revival for sure. Yeah, a lot of American bands are doing the old East Coast sounds. A lot of European bands are doing the old East Coast sounds. So, but yeah, it's always healthy. Whatever you want to play, it's just
When we came back in 2005, it was still kind of It was, and we like to think
almost
we
was dormant again.
Yeah, I mean, it was very, the thrashing was very quiet, and we like to think we played our part in bringing it back. I mean, all the old bands are back now, making probably some of the best music of their careers. Testament, Exodus, Overkill, Creator, Onslaught, all probably. I think personally, they're making their best albums now.
What happened was a lot of the younger bands just before that period when it broke were talking about all the old bands that they were influenced by in interviews, and it was just the bands that we just mentioned, so everybody kind of went, oh, who are they? And then boom, it all comes back, and so you've got both sides, the new guys and the old guys, so yeah, it's really helped the scene.
What are you working on? Because there is a new album maybe soon that we can see on the internet. Somebody talk.
We until next year now, 2016. But this year we have plans. We are doing a 30th anniversary Power from Hell EP, although it may be more like a full length album, I think. So that's exciting, and we got lots and lots of special guests involved. Yeah, lots of musicians, you know, from modern bands who were influenced by Power from Hell, the album.
If everybody who as committed gets involved, it'll be amazing. It'll really be very cool. So yeah, I mean, we're still kind of winding the touring cycle down for six. I think we're meant to be going to China in September. We're doing a 10-day tour of Spain and South America, so that should wind down the touring for that. Then we start writing the new album. And the DVD that was supposed to be coming out last year will be coming out this autumn as well, so there's still a lot going on in the camp. It's good times.
When will you come back in France?
we're not going to leave with the weather and fantastic here. Absolutely wonderful. Great country.
Do you feel that the French audience is special?
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, because we've really not played that many shows here at all. Third show in France, believe it or not, in 30 years, the third show in France. Yes.
It's a country we've kind of promised to break into and never done it. And we're like 22 miles away at the shortest point. Yeah. And it's been frustrating for me personally that we've never really kind of broken into France properly. Hopefully maybe this will open the door to some more shows, because I have French ancestry in my family, so it's kind of a little bit, I want to do this a little bit for an extra reason, you know, but it's been tough. But now we've done three festivals and everyone's been great, but obviously this is the biggest one, and maybe more doors will now open. So.
France gets overlooked a little bit because, you know, it's really obvious to go to America and Britain and even Sweden because so many bands come from Germany, but I mean, excuse me for not knowing, but the biggest band I know from France is probably Gojira, and not too many others, so people don't assume that France has a big scene, but it does. You've got a festival like this, and there's thousands of people, so I think people just need to pay attention more, probably.
What is the feedback of the people about your last album?
The sixth album is honestly, without question, is the best received album, especially in the press, that we've ever written. Obviously, the Power from Hell and The Force are regarded as classic Onslaught albums, but Six had the best reviews we've ever received, saying majority of the reviews saying this is the best record Onslaught have ever released. Why aren't this band part of the Big Four? Really, I mean, it's kind of frustrating. We were at a little edge with 1986, and in the UK, in particular, Slayer coming over, and all the UK press were saying Onslaught or Slayer the next big thing. Slayer went. We didn't, unfortunately, but we're still here and we're having fun. That's the main thing.
I will tell you five places and you can pick one to live in. You can choose the Cave of the Flintstone, the Sherwood Forest, the House of Sherlock Holmes in London, the secret house of Elvis Presley in Antarctica, or the mansion of the Adams family. Where would you like to live?
Adams family, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's a close call with Sherwood Forest as well. Cause, yeah, that'd be nice.
I think Flintstones, Wilma's hot, so I'm going to go there. Yeah. Whatever. Wilma's, yeah. I do that.
No, I want to be Gomez.
Such Adams. I'd have to say, what are they again?
I'd have to say, what are they again?
I didn't like any of them. I wouldn't. It's a bad bunch, isn't it? Really, it's a really bad bunch, isn't it? Yeah, you could do some pillaging in Sherwood Forest. There's bound to be somebody growing weed in the forest, isn't there? Oh, it's gonna be, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah, we'd say the forest then. We'd say the forest, and we'd grow a lot of weed there. We'd do that. Yeah.
A last word for your French listeners?
I just want to say merci beaucoup for today. You guys were absolutely amazing. We had such a great time. The reception you gave us was absolutely astounding, and just can't wait to return for you guys.
Well, hopefully it won't be too long before we can come back and do a run of shows. You know, it's been difficult to put anything together in France, but hopefully after today, you know, we can. It's a good basis for us to start and launch ourselves into France properly.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah.